T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM, taking you up until 2 o'clock as we got Rats Off a Ship coming up later on in today's program. Also have another pair of Heat and Clippers tickets to give away. No J-Fig, who will still not tell us her middle name. She is out today, so we will see her later on.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
I know. Yeah. I was trying, you know, it remains a mystery. Wait, oh, J-Fig's here? Where is she?
I don't know. She's just...
I don't understand. I didn't know you were here. It's on Marco's running the broadcast.
Whoa. She's speaking from the grave?
No, she's in the chat. She was with Scooby at the vet.
Oh, yeah,
show
yeah,
mascot yeah. Getting fixed.
You know, got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Not fixed in like his reproduction. Oh, room, just yeah. Getting healthed up.
Not that Scooby engages in that behavior anyway.
He's a gentleman.
Whoa,
you know, that's what he's got going on.
I was telling her this is Scooby's favorite time of the year. He gets to try on all his sweaters. Apparently.
Of course, the dog absolutely loves getting dressed up.
Loves
no
it.
Doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
As I report on this show, all right, and Leroy dismisses, the beef is a-brewing between the Dolphins and the 49ers. He wants to deny it. He wants to be a denier that there is not beef. This doesn't matter. He is wrong. Tyreek Hill has entered the chat.
Oh, boy.
He tweets this morning, Raheem out here starting stuff.
Which Why would they do that?
Basically telling you, we got to go to bat for our teammate. So I'm telling you right now, dude, it's coming for the 49ers,
well,
Leroy.
Well, first of all, he said Raheem is starting stuff.
Well, he did. I mean, technically he did.
Okay. So he just laughing at it.
But he knows what it means. You got to have your guys back.
Okay.
He knows what it means, dude. This is getting juicy. And words are going to fly today because players are back talking. McCoach is... I'm telling you right now, Leroy, business picks up today when it comes to Dolphins and Niners.
We have beef.
Business picks up, dude.
And look at the laughing crying emoji.
Yep.
They're kidding, man.
No, that's not what that means. You don't know how to use emojis. You're an old man.
You know, that was a bit rough.
Minus one.
I know how to
for sass.
Emojis. For the rest of the day, every text I send to the group will have an emoji.
Oh, God. Here we go. This is like when you promise to tweet. You'll do it for like three seconds.
Yeah, it'll last as long as the spotter did in NFL.
Oh, the spotter. What a bunch of crap that was. He's wobbly. Take him out.
Is anyone else? I'm going to Google this now.
No.
Anyone else?
You don't have to Google it. I'll type. No.
I've never seen it, dude.
Because it doesn't exist. It was a fake thing they did to the Dolphins.
No one.
Schmeathan says the only emoji Leroy uses is thumbs because his don't work.
Oh, my God.
Point for Twitcher.
I'm telling you, dude, this is great. I love it. And by the way, how about them flexing out Russell Wilson, huh?
Ugh.
Got Mr. Unlimited the hell out of it. We're tired of having this guy. Because it did feel like Russell Wilson and the Broncos were like national TV every week for the first six weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. We've had it. They all looked at it and said, we've had our fill.
It's like the Pelicans that year that Zion was supposed to play.
Yes.
They were on prime time all the time. Zion was never there.
Yeah, or the Lakers. It always happens to the Lakers or Knicks. Yeah. They'll just hammer you over the head with it. I'm surprised, you know, tonight's not a national I mean, it's NBA TV. It's fake national television.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, this is a big-time matchup. If it's Friday, is Friday national TV? Friday might be.
Probably. It's a Friday night. What else could they be doing?
Let's see. Friday, Heat, Seas, Jimmy Buckets comeback. Friday. ESPN is Lakers and Bucks.
What?
Got to have the Lakers on national television again.
Why, dude?
More. Please. More Lakers.
Although,
let's watch them throw up all over themselves again.
Saw him bleeding recently, Russell Westbrook?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Someone hit him with an elbow to the head. He was gushing blood from his
head. I saw last night Dinwiddie hit Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole.
Oh, my God.
Jordan Poole got knocked out again?
Tough here for his jaw.
Yes, he did, dude. So he should join UFC, man. This guy can take a hit.
He's just going up. He just keeps taking these blows.
Yeah. By the way, Klay Thompson, 30 minutes, 2 points, 5 points. I don't know. Who cares? He's a bum.
He blew it at the end.
He missed a shot at the end.
Luka Doncic, what was he last night? It was 41-point triple-double. 41 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists.
Yikes.
He's really good.
That guy's good.
That guy is good.
But you know what I think when I see Jokic and I see Luka?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking our Jovic. Put a couple of pounds on him.
A little itch, you know?
A little sweetener.
I got the itch for Jovic.
But I'm just saying he has the same type of game. All these bigs come from Europe. They can handle the ball. Good distributing the ball, and they can shoot and score.
I remember asking about that.
How is that not going to fit?
I remember asking about that at Media Day. He's like, yeah. I mean, like, because he's 19. Think about that. He's 19 years old.
Right.
You're not coming into this, like, Tony Kukoc, you know, cute little player, Manu Ginobili. Like, no, the stars of this league are not American. I mean.
But my point is this. How can he not help the Heat? What's the what like? Oh, because he doesn't like teach him. Let's go.
You're telling coaches. You're telling Spo. Let's see what he's got. You get on me about this.
Let me ask you a question.
Sweetener.
If you have a player that's come through the same like path as somebody like Luka or Jokic,
mm-hmm.
and you see signs of that. As a 19-year-old,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you kind of do everything you can to get that going?
I'm with you, dude. I like it.
I mean, I'm just I don't listen.
Like he obviously, you know, the Heat right now are kind of stringing together. I think it's a defensive system thing. I think that's what it comes down to, and him knowing all that because they're doing a lot of different kind of schemes right now to hold things together with not having Jimmy, Bam. You know, is literally like holding it all up. But I'm with you. I think he's the perfect big next to Bam. I think, you know, the way he could stretch the floor theoretically, his passing is beautiful. I would love it, dude. I am so on board with what you're saying.
I need to know. The first time he played, he had like 11 points in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And two assists, a couple of rebounds. How
I thought too when we saw him in the preseason, I thought he was a kid who just showed a lot of great instincts. Like he would get his hands on the ball, get in passing lanes. You know, like I just thought that he had a great. He looked like a guy who just he was. And what did UD call him? He's 7:30. He's a gamer. He is a gamer.
Again, all these things are great, but no other organization would have that guy sitting on the bench.
Dude, you and me, you know what we are? You and me, a couple of grizzly bears, and we got the itch. We got the itch for Jovic.
What?
We got the itch, baby. You and me, we got the itch for Jovic. Let's go.
You look forward to the one or two moments a year we August, agree.
You look like you got a scratch on there. What's going on?
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
You know what's funny? Without context, that's hilarious.
Hey, boo-boo, we're going to do some blow. And I guess he doesn't have the itch for Jovic.
No, yeah, man, I got to see that guy, dude. I don't understand why we're so thin. Why we can't just put him out there? See what he
exactly.
does.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Put him out there.
I think the last game he was hurt, though. I think he
everyone's hurt every single day.
Here's what I would say about that. Instead of taking a player and telling him you're not there yet, how about try this approach? Tell him what he needs to do to get there and see how he responds.
Iris says, Nikola Jovic, who missed Sunday's game in Atlanta due to plantar fasciitis, worked at today's practice. So he did practice the last practice.
Can I tell you, that is the worst.
It seems like the worst.
Because just imagine everything you do involves your arch. I don't have any arches. So I never got plantar fasciitis, right? But, and then imagine having to walk, having to run, having to jump on a foot that has a problem in the arch. It's brutal. I mean, all Tiger does is walk, and he's out of a tournament because of it.
Yeesh.
Oof.
I know, right, Tua?
Woo!
I love that Mike McDaniel mic'd up, dude. I mean, that's so good.
You know, he's going to be mic'd up for life. Because
they should.
They
should. I should be able to have an option to go into his feed during a game. I love it so much.
I'm going to tell you. I would think, and here's what's funny. You would be amazed at a head coach that doesn't call plays, how much he interacts with the defense and the offense. Like, they never show the head coach interact with both sides of the ball. But I think people really need to understand that sometimes, even defensively, the head coach will say, hey, let's get some pressure on him.
That was one of the things I was impressed with, because he does call plays. And, yeah, he did spend time talking to it, because he said, you're standing next to me. He says, I guess I got to stop being a frantic pacer, because apparently he's just up and through the sidelines the whole time through everybody.
Right.
But that's one of the things I loved. He was going up to a Landon Roberts and Jerome Baker and Javon.
Right.
He's going, Javon, captain, pick six, need a pick six. He's just going up. He basically wanted to headbang a Landon Roberts to say, just keep it going.
But that's like when you see, and I think that some of the coaches that kind of lose what their job is. You know, because a lot of times you'll see a head coach as an offense coordinator, he's just thinking about the offense and letting the defense go. Whereas as an offensive guy, you can sometimes look on the field and determine where the weak spots are and signal that to the defense, hey, let's attack this guy. Let's get after this guy. This is the area of the field I want to attack. And you let them make the calls, but you're directing – because of your expertise, you're directing them where to go with that pressure.
Well, it's one of the things that drove me nuts with that bum Adam Gase. It's like literally when things wouldn't go right on offense, he'd go off to a corner bench. Nobody would be on the bench with him. He'd be by himself doodling because you know he wasn't coming up with any good plays.
Now, one of the – like, and where I got this is Bill used to do it too. Bill didn't – he didn't call plays – but he was very clear in how he wanted things done on both sides of the ball. You know, either with, you know, these coaches have these discussions all week. So there's a game plan and there's a plan of attack. And sometimes the coaches, the head coach will say, no, 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 no. I want to go after him. Right. And you hear this during the course of a game. Denny used to do it all the time. You know, Denny would go on and say, hey, we got a big lead. Let's do shell coverage. Make sure we don't give up any big plays. Right. Like there's a interaction with everybody on the field that a head coach has that I don't think people really appreciate or understand. And when you see it, you know, sometimes it catches you off guard, but it does happen more than you think.
Clock, 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 clock. Nice.
Strange.
You hear the whistle of the year. Nice.
Nice. It's strange because it's the exact same thing Galen is doing outside of our window right now when we're not on segment.
I thought that was
when
him.
We're not on time. I thought it was him. Just sitting there shouting, clock, 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 clock.
No, that's J-Fig in the chat. Break, 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 break.
Nice.
Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I've been blowing through the money like a grown cheese. I've been f***ing on a French, c'est la vie. I just all right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. Leroy Horde from the Horde Network Studios today. When do you go on with old Crawford?
10 minutes.
All right. You guys, but it's got to be an interesting week. It's Deshaun Watson's debut this week, right?
Yeah, against Houston.
Yeah, fuck against Houston. Wow. Well, talk about a soft opening for him.
Yeah, for sure. Tell me, there's
is it in Houston or is it in Cleveland?
In Houston.
All right. Well,
that right there.
Well,
you should take 3 weeks off of his suspension just for that.
I mean, all right. Well, it's gonna be an interesting one for sure. I feel good for Jacoby Brissett. The guy went out on top. You know,
for sure.
Now,
for sure.
I have an interesting question that I'm gonna present to my crew in a little bit.
Okay, try it out on us.
Everybody's blasting Kevin Stefanski, but if you have a quarterback that's having his best year as a pro, does the coach get credit for that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Because Jacoby Brissett has not been the issue and everybody thought it would be.
No.
He's actually had his best year as a pro.
No. I mean, like when the Dolphins played him, I mean, what would you say their biggest issue is? They couldn't stop a nosebleed.
You know, right.
It was crazy. So they got that kid, their asses completely kicked by that team.
Right. So like if we're gonna blast him because the team hasn't been winning, could it be not because of what he's doing, but you know, just guys aren't playing as well as they have in the past?
I just think it's gonna be an interesting thing to see, like you know, I guess lucky for Deshaun Watson that he does get to start against an awful team. I really just wonder, like, how quick is he going to get back to the guy that he was? He hasn't played in 2 years.
That's another thing.
Like, that's because we asked Bernie about that, and I was like, and he's like, yeah, that's I don't think it's easy at all. It's not.
And I'll give you a perfect example is that when Vinny took over for Bernie, there was like a couple of weeks where even though we may have won, we were like, oof, we got to get on the same page because everything's different. You know, the throws that Vinny would make are a little bit different than throws Bernie would make. So maybe a different person, when you run in a route, doesn't think that you're going to get the ball and all of a sudden you get it.
I don't know. It's going to be an interesting one, though. That's certainly going to be one that's must watch for sure. Dolphin Kane says on Twitch, I love my Dolphins, but without team MVP Teron Armstead, I'm gnawing at my fingernails. The Dolphins scored 30 in the first half of the Texans and 0 in the second half, and then Teron left the game, and McCochin had to take two out because he was getting plastered. He was. That was a scary thing to see. I will say, I can't imagine it being as bad. You know, you talk about with a week's practice, they know he's not going to practice. That's got to be better for guys going into this situation. Losing him kind of out of the sky was a tough ask.
Well, the one thing that I'll say about what they've done with the offensive line is that the thing that's going to help them is to plan for all these things and have the whole week to do it. Because you have an idea. Because just from being on the field, I know this. Very rarely is a coach going to draw up a game plan and that game plan involves maybe losing a guy. You're either in the game plan or you're not.
Right.
And so when you have to make those switches during the game, you're basically just trying to get to the end of the game. So when they had to, you know, replace Austin Jackson and they had to move Shell around and they had to do, you know, a whole bunch of little things to the offensive line, you're just trying to survive.
I did think
because a lot of these guys are playing positions they didn't work.
But I did think that even with Armstead in there, with them shifting and putting Austin Jackson back at the other end, it definitely felt. I don't know if it was rust. I don't know if it was picking the chemistry back up. But what they had in that Browns game, and what they had in that wasn't the same line. It wasn't right. Even with Teron in there. Tua was having to do some really fancy stuff in the pocket, stepping up, being elusive. And that was, you know, and that, I'm not talking about the time where he got his ass kicked. Like, he had to do – that was, you know, one of his most impressive games from a footwork standpoint to try and make things happen. So, I don't know. I don't know if they – and Austin Jackson's also banged up again. He hurt the same ankle. So, you know, right. They may go to a situation where, you know, most of it was what's working. It was interesting, though, hearing Mike McDaniel say on Monday, he goes, look – I don't rule anything out with Armstead. It might be around the corner, which probably – maybe he thinks he's going to play. And maybe he thinks that this guy has been in the league for a long time. He's used to playing –
put the harness on him.
He's used to playing with pain. This Teron Armstead's a monster. He's used to playing with pain. Seemingly is, you know – I don't know. But I certainly am – it definitely scares me a little bit. Nick Bosa not having your star left tackle. Yeah, I would be very nervous about that.
I would be, but I feel a little bit better in this, that if you have a week to prepare for all these issues, that the coaching staff and the players are going to have a better idea of who's going to do what. Because there's one thing to have, you know, okay, if Austin Jackson can't make it, and then we replace him with Shell, who's played pretty good. At times.
At the right side, right? He has, yeah, for sure.
Right. Now you got Armstead and Shell is, I guess, your utility lineman, right, where he can go left or right.
Mm-hmm.
But his strength may be on the right. You move him over to the left. Then Austin Jackson gets hurt, right? Now you don't usually have contingency plans for two or three linemen going out. You usually have one guy that you prepare to play a couple of different positions. And so now you're doing a lot of things where sometimes the guy playing that position, more importantly, is getting help on what the hell to do and not how to do it with the guy next to him. So with a week of preparation, if there's any extra work that needs to be done, if there's any other things that needs to be done, I think they can accomplish that. And then it becomes more of not do they know what to do, but are these guys good enough collectively to block the guys across from
them? Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating thing to see for sure. Really interesting. I think my coach is talking in like 5 minutes, so we might get some answers, some updates, and then they give out.
I mean, we have everybody, every team that I played for, we knew who the utility lineman was, the guy that could play multiple positions. Usually one or two of your guards either came into the league playing center or can play center. So when they make that adjustment inside, it's pretty easy because those three or four or five guys have worked with each other. But when you go to left and right tackle, now it becomes a little bit different because you need probably your best offensive athletes on the edges. And if you have to then kind of fill spot with bodies, that might not be the best athletic guy, but he might be the guy that's the best for that position at the time.
You guys can text us at 305-567-0560 on the Kentoy text line. Let's see. He says, Austin Jackson is trash. He's the common denominator in the bad line play. He returned, and we sucked. Look, I don't know. I would say the circumstantial evidence for him, not great. It was not great. They were playing.
Yeah.
They seemingly
We don't know. Here's what I would also say.
People also did that with Liam Eichenberg. They felt like when Liam Eichenberg went down and he got replaced by Jones, better.
I would say this, that they must know something. He must have something going on for him because they have gone far and beyond the call of duty to get him back in there.
Do you think it's part of this though? Like, I know this usually happens less in football because it's usually just the best guys, but he is a first round pick.
So's no Ing Benogamy.
Well, he don't play. Yeah, I know. But like,
okay,
Austin can't play. I know, but there's levels to this. Noah's inactive all the time for performance. Austin's missed games. It's only because of injury. He hasn't really lost a job for performance.
Right. So we're talking about two different things. You're trying to are you insinuating that he's not talented enough to be in there?
I'm not insinuating anything. I think what we're doing here is it's a subtraction by addition thing. People put him in there and they think that, well, it looked worse with him in there because we looked great against Cleveland. It was the best we've seen the line look all season. Now he's back and it's terrible. So I think that's what's going on with him. Let me get you out of here.
Let's also not forget that the other team has something to do with that. Sometimes the matchup is a lot better, you know, for certain teams, or your scheme is a lot better, or what you're doing is a lot better against certain teams. So everybody looks good. For example, they ran the ball right up the middle, thus eliminating that outside pass rush.
Well, I'll let you get out of here. I know you got to go do your Cleveland thing. We'll take a break.
All right.
Be back more after this.
Wow!
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on 560 WQAM. Leroy will be back in about top of the hour. He's going to do his Cleveland thing, as he does on Wednesdays. We didn't know. Listen, when we had the shift to move, people think we know all these things. We have no knowledge. We're always the last to know.
It's true.
And so we had this. So he has this preseason obligation to do this show with Jay Crawford and the whole crew up there in Cleveland. And obviously they have a very big week ahead, so... There we go. What's going on? Heat tonight, back in action against the Boston Celtics. No Jimmy Buckets tonight. He is still on the mend, but there is some thought that he could be back for Friday's game against the Boston Celtics. Interesting little nugget that's come out, and I appreciate Schmeithen for the little heads up.
Schmeithen, let me tell you what.
Journalist Schmeithen Schmolnick. Not Ethan Skolnick.
Yeah.
A real journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Schmeathen Schmolnick. I'm just messing with you, Ethan. Schmeathen, he says, per Spo, Oladipo is full practicing. Now, I can't trust Schmeathen Schmolnick.
Yeah, it's true.
Because he's Schmeathen Schmolnick.
Mm-hmm.
And he could be doing this to set me up to look like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But I look it up and confirm. Yeah.
Nice.
Ira Windeman and Barry Jackson both saying that Victor Oladipo is now practicing fully.
Yeah, even though he won't play on this trip.
He will not play on the trip,
yeah,
but he's practicing fully. Interesting.
I like
very
that.
Interesting.
I like that.
I mean, going on these trips, because otherwise, like, why would he go on these trips, right? Like,
yeah. It
had to be somewhat of a good sign. I will say, Victor Oladipo, and many reporters have put this out, he's been doing pregame warm-ups pretty much for 3 weeks now. Like, it's a very, and he does it for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And he kind of does it at what his normal time would be for a game. Because everybody has blocks that they warm up in. Mm-hmm. You know, like Kyle Lowry, he's always the first to warm up. He warms up at like 4:30.
Well, that's why he's
for
so
a 7:30 tip-off.
Playing 12 hours of basketball.
He's got to take a nap at some point, right? Gosh. Like Kyle Lowry, if you're warming up 3 hours before a game,
you'll
warm up for 15 minutes basically, right?
Yep.
That's your routine, typically. There's got to be a nap involved there at some point, yes? It can't just be... He's doing basketball, and then what? Is he going on the bike? Like, what would it? No, you go take.
No way.
He's got to take some sleepy poos. That's got to be going on for there
sure,
for low
for
dog.
Sure. Have you seen Oladipo practice this season?
I've seen him warm up.
Warm up.
I've seen him warm up plenty.
You notice any limp or anything?
No.
Nothing?
No, I didn't notice any. I haven't noticed anything with him. Yeah. The only thing I saw was a little bit. He gave him a little bit of run in the preseason, and he didn't look fantastic. And then all of a sudden, they were like, oh, he has tendonitis in his other knee.
Yeah.
Which is like, ugh. All right. Well, that's not fantastic.
Nope.
But this was interesting. So I was listening to Low Post yesterday, Zach Lowe, and he had, what the hell did he have on? Tim Bontemps. And they were talking about the Miami Heat. I was like, all right, little national discussion of the Heaters. Are they going to put the dirt on them? No. They were like, you know what? Still don't rule them out yet, but nobody, here's the thing. Nobody believes in the Heat, but I don't think it really has anything to do with the Heat. I think it has more to do with everybody thinks that Boston has taken a leap. They've looked fantastic this year, which is why these next two games are going to be interesting. And then you think Milwaukee is also, they got Giannis. Everybody's going to look at them as the two lead dogs in this. They don't see Miami up there anymore. But you want to know something? The Heat were the one seed last year, and they didn't think that anyway. So they can go to hell. Not Zach Lowe specifically. I just mean them.
Dangerous loomers.
That's what they put there.
Yep.
So, Zach Lowe, they're having their banter. I didn't find much of it very interesting, except for this. This I found quite interesting, because why throw this out there? Zach Lowe's a very credible guy. He's a good NBA reporter. I enjoy his work. I enjoy his podcast from time to time. It's very NBA niche. Like, nobody will talk about the teams he talks about sometimes. So... He mentions this, and it kind of made me go, why would he say that? Here was the Low Post.
I do think, you know, there's one obvious name to keep an eye on with the Heat. Might be more of an off-season thing than an in-season thing. Can you guess the name?
I'm not sure, actually, but with you saying it's an off-season thing. Who is it?
Well,
who are you thinking of?
I think they're forever going to be linked to sniffing around, investigating, thinking about, analyzing, holding meetings about Bradley Beal. If and when the Wizards ever get there, and the Wizards are a game over 500, so maybe they'll never get there. And of course, he has a no trade clause. You know, the Heat have a good record of sort of prying away, as you said, these Heat deals where they get great players like Jimmy Butler for a song, but that may be down the line.
I wonder what song did the Heat give up for Jimmy Butler?
Only
a Feeling?
Sounds about right. That's a good song.
Yeah, but not, you know, but he didn't sound like he was saying a greatest hit song. He means like a song that's popular.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Something Adele related.
Oh, Fire to the Rain?
Mailed it in for sure.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. What is that song she mailed in?
I don't know. Take it in.
Rich Paul ruined her.
It's true.
You know? But, I found that interesting just because I kind of thought the Bradley Beal thing was done. He got a gazillion dollars from the Wizards.
I was hoping it was done.
And he's always been, like, Bradley Beal was, first it was Victor Oladipo, then it was Bradley Beal, and then it was Donovan Mitchell. Like, everybody's looking for that backcourt high volume, high scoring potential to add to the Heat? Yes. Obviously, it's one of these things that has been tied to the Heat for a while. Remember when Bam wore the Bradley Beal jersey after a game, which was very odd. It was, and you know, listen, Bam loves everybody. Listen, Bam thought Bam and Donovan Mitchell they thought they were playing with each other, right?
Bam's our biggest recruiter, man. I'll tell you what.
Everybody loves playing with Bam.
Yeah.
Everybody. Let me tell you something right now. If I was a franchise, this is the truth, I would have security get between Bam and my best players. I wouldn't allow him because everybody loves him.
It's too charming.
He's too charming. Everybody loves playing with him.
It's his curse.
But him saying Bradley Beal for the Heat to still have an eye, I didn't say it could be in the offseason, which I kind of feel like would make a lot easier because of Tyler's extension, because of Brad's extension. I feel like making that deal this year is probably going to be very difficult. But he's still throwing the Bradley Beal thing out there. And I got to say, not interested, dude.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Bradley Beal. You had your chance. I'm tired of this guy. We've been flirting with Bradley Beal now for what feels like 6 years.
Yep.
I'm tired of it. First of all, not as good as he used to be. We were talking Bradley Beal 3 years ago. You'd get my gooses up. But now we're still talking about this guy again and again. Listen, let me tell you something right now.
He'll be 30 next
year. He's retiring a Wizard. The guy clearly likes to. This guy is the best scam in all the league. He's super maxed to the gills. He's going to keep getting extension after extension after extension to be in the play-in every single year. By the end of it, he's going to get that Damian Lillard contract where he's making like $75 million a year to play on the Wizards. He doesn't want to be on another team. He loves being on the Wizards.
Yep.
But I did find it interesting in mentioning that. Now, that being said, tonight I'm very interested because for a couple of reasons. One, Boston is very good. They're the best team in the league this year. They've been smoking fools. Everybody last year, they're talking about Boston. They're talking about defense. This year, they can score. They're putting the lights out. Jason Tatum looks amazing. Jaylen Brown looks amazing. And now you have a matchup tonight where you don't have Jimmy Buckets, but I've been digging watching Bam flourish and do his thing. This has been very, very intriguing to me. I like seeing takeover Bam. And I still am hoping, this is what I would like to see tonight, tonight would be the night I'd like to see Tyler get right, because Tyler Hero, the chemistry that he has with Bam has been great. He's been doing a lot of things. The feel he has for the game, first career triple-double last game.
Yeah.
The thing I really want to see from Tyler tonight, we got to get the touch on that shot going, baby. That's what needs to happen. Yeah. If Tyler Hero can come and he's bringing his offense tonight, I think that he'd have a chance. I really do. I think that they'll have a shot against this team. If they don't, and they're going to have one of those nights from their back, like they cannot have the night they had from their backcourt against Atlanta. They can't have that tonight. They're going to need all the firepower they can get, which is tough because you don't have Jimmy Butler. I understand. But still, we don't play in the theatrics of excuses like Paul Maurice. He'll tell you. I don't know. Listen, if Paul Maurice was coaching the Heat tonight, he'd be like, we don't have Jimmy Butler. I don't want to tell you. We don't got a shot. Because that's what Paul Maurice does. It's been a real winning mentality he's brought to the Panthers. Oh, we don't have Barkov. Who cares? Thanks, Paul. Really way to get our boys all revved up for this.
But not Spo, though.
Not Spo.
But we understand the answers to our test.
We understand the answers to the test. And the answer to that test is I need my backcourt to start shooting the lights out. I really need the Heat to start shooting the lights out, quite frankly. All of them.
Yep.
All of them. I'm owed some three-point shots, okay? They say water rises to its level. Okay. Well, guess what, dude? The moon's full. I need a high tide tonight. That's what I need to take out these chowder heads. I'm sick of them.
Duncan Robinson's still out with a paper cut. What's going on with this?
With his thumb? I think he's questionable tonight. Need him. I need you, Dunks. Struce. I need you, dude. This. Look, there's been a couple of wins this year that have made me feel very good.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, what we had last year, that's still there. Mm-hmm. The Warriors game?
Yeah.
The Suns game. I'm like, still there. And I know the Warriors were going through a lousy stretch at the time. They're the champs. I don't care. I've seen a couple of – there's been performances this year where I'm like, last year, it's still in you. It's still in – which is why I've not gotten too crazy about this year. I have said I am not panicked, but I have not been impressed.
Yeah.
But now, with Jimmy out, there have been things that have made me happier about this season than I have been the entire season. And a lot of it's had to do with a lot of the young guys flourishing and a lot of the guys who people had questions about what they can bring to the table and what they're turning into. i.e. Caleb Martin. I think Caleb Martin's looked amazing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you like questions about what he was going to be as a starter. I think Haywood Highsmith, when he was a dud, they were done with him.
You called that one.
I think he's been given good minutes. Yep. No, I can't shoot. He cannot do anything offensively. I got to tell you, when I'd watch this Haywood Highsmith warm up, I'd be like, wow, this guy's amazing.
That's insane. You said that he had a better shot than Duncan.
I mean, I'm telling you, when I watched him in warm ups, I'd be like, this kid is amazing.
You said Lowry never misses in warm ups.
He never misses in warm ups. I love watching guys warm up. There are certain guys, I'll tell you who misses a lot of warm ups.
Yeah.
Jovic.
Yeah, you did mention that.
Jovic. But it doesn't matter. Like, the warm ups, apparently, no translation.
Yeah.
But it's a fascinating thing. It's a fascinating process to watch, Marcos, mm-hmm. to see guys go in before games. Tyler Hero, watching his shot chart that he goes around. He's got the most versatile warm-up out of anybody.
That's
because he's going all over the place. He does lunges while shooting the ball.
Wow.
He's got move. Well, he does like a little lunge and shoot.
Mm.
He does a lunge and shoot.
Okay.
And that's what he's doing.
What do you think that works?
I don't know, but it looks cool.
Do it again.
I don't know. I don't know if he's just doing it for the gram. I don't know what he's doing, but I think it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, I think that this is Bam's show, but he needs his fellow Kentucky Wildcat to show up with him. All right? That's what's going to need to happen if they got a shot tonight.
Yeah.
And then you get this one. Then you bring in the cavalry come up on Friday. You're going to feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're like, sure. Uh-oh. Because let me tell you something about TD Garden.
Okay.
That's Jim VP Garden, okay? Mm, because the last time he walked on that floor,
right.
He lit that place on fire.
Yeah.
He lit that place on fire, and he set a bunch of Bostonians home sad.
Yeah.
So when he gets to walk back in there, you know he's going to smell that terrible, tainted wood, which hasn't been replaced since Red Auerbach.
Questionable.
Which was gifted to Dwayne Wade, which he didn't want.
Very strange.
And now he has to sit with Danny Ainge in Utah, thinking to himself, what a cheap-ass gift you gave me.
Yep.
But they got to act like they like each other, so they get Wimbayama or whatever.
Although they're doing good.
Yeah, they're doing good. They've come down to earth a little bit. A lot of those cute stories at the beginning of the season have kind of crashed, dude. Like Portland and Utah. It's kind of – the jig is San Antonio, all those cute starts.
Yeah.
You know, you're starting to see – you look at the standings and you're like,
look at the Kings in sixth place in the West there.
Yep.
Wow.
Remember how that was rock bottom this year? Doesn't look
that
as
was.
Bad now.
Yeah,
that was rock bottom when they lost to the Kings in the fifth game
but
of the season.
Didn't they not have De'Aaron Fox or something like that? That was like ridiculous. That we shouldn't have lost that game.
They shouldn't have lost that game.
Yeah,
but they did. They did. But I didn't. I was at one of the rare great Panthers games of this season, so I it didn't hurt as much that day.
It's true.
But for me, I've been happy about a lot of the things that I've seen in this time with Jimmy out. Because I think it's going to benefit them in the long run when he comes together and everybody's back together.
Yeah.
You know, should Kyle Lowry have any legs left by the end of the year? Because he's playing a lot of minutes.
He's really tired.
He looks so tired at that Hawks game. Thankfully, he's had a couple days off. I think he's going to be fresh as a daisy for this game.
Hopefully.
I think so. Now, you know, the next game against the Celtics on just a day's rest, it may be tougher.
Yeah.
But I think tonight, I think he's going to be fresh as a daisy.
It's okay. We're leaning on Tyler.
Listen, Boy Wonder, here's the facts about it, dude. All right? And don't do this thing that you do, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Because you do that thing where I'm going to say something and you're going to make it sound like a worse call out than it is.
Okay.
But Tyler Hero.
This guy.
Let me tell you something right now, dude. Okay? I love you. All right? Nobody's had Boy Wonder's back more than me.
It's a little TTL coming?
Lil Tobes Tough Love. I'm sick of you going out there after these games and shooting like 30%. You had that one game against the Wizards where like you saved our ass.
Mm-hmm.
But that was two games ago. And now I need an epic performance. I need an efficient, dangerous Tyler Hero tonight. Okay? None of this throwing up a bunch of bricks. I don't need the cutesy-wootsy triple-double where I'm like 3-for-13 from the floor. No. I need the old Tyler Hero tonight. And by old, I mean the 19-year-old Tyler Hero. The dude who lit it up from three.
Yeah.
I need you to send a bunch of those O'Keefe's, O'Malley's, O'Boyle's, O'No's home sad tonight, Tyler. That's what I need. And if you don't do it, these rumors aren't going to go anywhere, dude. Zach Lowe's when he makes that rumor, he's talking about you, dude.
It's true.
He's talking about you not being good enough. And I don't believe that. I think you are better than Bradley Beal. I think Bradley Beal is washed. Okay? Don't make me regret that. All right, Tyler? You go out tonight, you show out against those Bostonians.
You gotta take that one on the chin.
You go out there like it's the Sacramento Kings and you're allowed to take as many steps as you want and you hit that clutch basket.
Yeah.
All right? And then Jimmy comes together and you guys on Friday and you guys haven't played together in like 3 months. Can't wait to see those guys play together. But tonight, no excuses, Boy Wonder. It's time to be Man Wonder tonight, because tonight it's time to grow up.
Wow.
For a very meaningful 22nd game of the season. No excuses, Tyler.
That's what means a lot.
This game is due, or maybe we'll do it Friday.
Okay.
Okay. But you better go out there tonight, dude, and I better not see a 3-for-13 or a 4-for-12 or a 2-for-14. Or guess what, dude? I'm going to be real disappointed on tomorrow's show. I'm not going to call you a fraud.
Okay. All right.
After if you poop the bed tonight, some may say, this Tyler Hero's a fraud. Never going to do it. He's never going to do it. I'm not saying that. Don't do that.
Fraud.
Some may say after this game, if you don't show up tonight, we need to trade for somebody else. We need to get Tyler Hero the hell out of there and trade for Bradley Beal. We may need to get they may say, Tyler, I get the text, dude. They say, Tyler Hero's no good, trade his ass for Bradley Beal. Tyler Hero's no good, trade his ass for Donovan Mitchell. Boy Wonder, Instagram basketball player, not a real basketball player. I don't believe that,
You don't believe that. Yeah,
I don't believe that, Tyler Hero. But people will say that tonight.
Okay.
And I don't want them to say that. I don't want people to say things like Tyler Hero is never going to be nothing but a ball hog. He's never going to be nothing but a guy who looks good on the gram but doesn't look good on the court.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. So Tyler, what I'm telling you tonight is go out there and do you, baby. Okay? Get buckets. You came into this league as a bucket. You came into this league as a baby goat. You go show those Sully and Merce what you're made of tonight. And I love
it. With good access.
What do you mean?
I mean, seemed pretty critical. But, you know, I get it.
I wasn't saying that.
No, you would never. I'm sorry.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, no.
People would say that if he doesn't have a good game this 22nd game of the season.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying, Tyler, is good luck tonight. And if you don't tune in tomorrow.
Okay. It's a good warning.
Why would they do that?
Take a quick break. Get you caught up with your headlines back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.